Hi there. The word for you today is evidence of God's grace. Acts 11 verse 23 we read he saw evidence of God's grace. Now, where there's grace, there's growth. And where there's growth, there's clear evidence of it. The church at Jerusalem sent Barnabas to the church at Antioch. And the Bible says when he arrived, he saw evidence of the grace of God and he was glad. You know what, as believers, we should be growing, quote, in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, according to the Bible, and there should be evidence of it. When you accept Christ, the Bible says, Hebrews 13:21, that he equips you with everything good for doing his will. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, you become a new creation. Old things have gone. Everything is made new. Think about that. Grace makes you more caring and compassionate and less critical and judgmental. It makes you slow to speak and quick to consider the other person's point of view. You're less likely to react in anger when things don't go your way and likely to put the good of others ahead of your own good. John Walker writes, and I quote, "When you become a believer, your role changes. You no longer have the job of looking out for your own interests. Your job now is to represent the interests of Jesus. You are the face of Jesus, showing up in the lives of others on his behalf, in hospitals, at funerals, at weddings, across the table as you share coffee with a friend. You're on the job for Jesus. And the more you serve others in love, the more you'll influence them toward Christ." Paul the Apostle wrote, "Though I am free, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible." And that is what it's all about.